Psalm 119. My soul clings to the dust. Give me life according to your word. My soul melts away for sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Put false ways far from me and graciously teach me your law. I will run in the way of your commandments when you enlarge my heart. And church, I believe the Lord would encourage all of us, but particularly some hearts. Whatever the sorrow is, whatever the wandering is, there have been a lot of voices, there's been a lot of noise. But I believe the Lord would encourage you, you don't need voices, you need a voice. You need one voice, you need my voice. And this is my voice to you. In me, in my word, you will find life. You will find release from sorrow, forgiveness from failure. The word of the Lord is pure. It is a refuge for those who come to him. It is a shield for those who come to him. And so this morning, Lord, would you enlarge hearts to run to your word, to run to your truth. Lord, to not hear voices, but to hear a voice. Let revival come, Lord, a restoration of confidence that in you is everything we need for our everything. Your word is pure. It is a shield for those who will take refuge in you.
And I believe the Lord would encourage us today. To the wandering heart, I'm the good shepherd that brings them home. To the one who is lost, I am the father who runs to them and makes sure that they are found. To the broken, I am the one who pours in the oil and the wine. For I tell you that I am the Lord above all other lords. I am the King above all other kings. I am the God above all gods. And all of that is true for you today. I am your God. I delight to be your God, the God of this church and the God of your heart. So I would have you know today, what is too hard for me? What are you going through that I have not seen the way already through? That I will not guide you, that I will not take care of you, that I will not pour in the oil and the wine. For I am the God who is faithful. Look to me, for I delight to be your God.